Protect your future this Heart Awareness Month. Many of us avoid medical screenings, not because we don't care, but because the idea of something being wrong is just too overwhelming to face. Heart health screenings are an important aspect of holistic preventative care and can help detect warning signs before they cause more serious complications. You're not alone if you've been putting off a checkup. People delay or avoid heart screenings and other medical checkups for many different reasons. For many, it's the fear of receiving bad news. You worry that something is wrong, and you'd rather not know. Then there's denial. You feel fine, so it's hard to believe that there could be a problem. There could also be an element of shame or guilt. You think you should have taken better care of yourself, and now it feels like it's too late. It might be that you've experienced previous medical trauma. A past negative experience may have left you anxious about returning. Sometimes, the avoidance stems from a fear of the unknown. Not knowing what to expect can increase anxiety and make you feel helpless. It could come down to practical constraints. You may feel that checkups and appointments aren't worth the time and resources. Whatever the reason, understanding what's holding you back is the first step towards taking care of your heart. Reframing a checkup is an act of self-care and can change how you feel about it. Think of it as a way to stay strong for those who rely on you, a way to honor the life you want to live, a way to take control, not give it up. An initial heart screening is usually quick, non-invasive, and doesn't require needles or machines. It may include a conversation about your health history, lifestyle, and risk factors, like smoking, stress, or family history. A blood pressure check, a cholesterol and blood sugar test, which may involve a simple finger prick or blood sample. A weight and BMI measurement. A heart rate and rhythm check. And advice on lifestyle changes or a follow-up if anything looks concerning. If the idea of a checkup makes you feel scared or nervous, try these approaches to lighten the load. Name the fear. Say it out loud or write it down. I'm afraid of what they might find. Acknowledging it gives you back some control. You can also try to focus on what you can control. You can choose when to go for the checkup, what questions to ask, and who supports you. Take a trusted friend or a loved one with you if you feel scared. Take a moment to breathe and ground yourself. Practice deep breathing before and during the checkup.
Slowly inhale and exhale. This can be one of the most immediate ways to calm anxiety because deep breath directly activates the natural de-stressing part of our nervous systems called the parasympathetic nervous system. I recommend a boxed breathing approach, which is inhale deeply on four counts, hold at the top for four counts, exhale deeply on four counts, and hold at the bottom for four counts. You can even do this in the middle of any anxiety-provoking conversation, and no one will even know.
Ask questions. Whether it's during your appointment or after, asking your doctor to explain things in simple terms is okay and can make the experience a lot less intimidating. If there are lifestyle changes you need to make, start small. You don't have to overhaul your life in one visit. A single checkup is a step in the right direction, and you can build from there. Thank you to Ted for the audio clips used in this soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.